I think you can set it up that way. Like if you had a mix of analog and then the statewide, you know, obviously you're probably only going to use the statewide, right? So you want that roaming all the time. And I'm just not sure how you would mix it with an analog frequency. So if you wanted to like do scanning, you know, with or if you wanted to have an analog frequency, you know, I think you can do it that way. You put the analog on the B band, and then you put your digital, you know, your statewide one or statewide two, up on the top, and then it would do auto roaming, just like you were saying. You have to turn it on, and it will. I think it will do exactly what you want it to do, and you don't have to fuss with it, right? It'll just like, if it can't hear the repeater, you can set timeouts, and it will automatically, you know, rescan them and things like that. So I think you can do what you want to do. It's just a little bit more complex with the Anytones. If you come from using Motorolas and things like that, I think it's a lot easier on the Motorolas in this case. If you've got one of those DM32s, I think that one's probably closer to a Motorola experience as far as the roaming goes. But, yeah, Anytone's just weird. But, you know, they give us a lot of knobs and dials to press. So I can't say it's a bad thing because I don't understand it yet. Back to you.
Yeah, well, I'd like to see somebody who's a real expert on it put out a YouTube video or something explaining it in great detail. So far, I've not been able to find one. Anyways, but with the 890, though, the NXDN stuff works really well. I've been using it as a test tool at where I work because we use, since Kenwood, use NXDN, and I've been able to use that helping me test radios I'm working on. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. You found a good use for it, KF8S. I have a question for you, though. So, one, are you using the beta firmware to get NXDN? Two, is it NXDN only? Like, you have to switch it between NXDN and DMR, or can you do both? And I had a third question, but I don't remember it. But you can answer those first two.
Well, I went to the, you know, the Facebook group that you sent me the link for, and, you know, because the version I downloaded, the latest version, the 1.03, it did not work. And they said, well, there's another version 1.03 that does do it, and they had a link to it, so I downloaded that. And it's weird, though. You have to load it in. You have to hit the radio. You got to read the radio. And then the NXDN shows up, because if you just load in that CPS without reading the radio, it won't display any of the NXDN stuff. You have to read the radio again, and then it shows up. So, and no, you have to switch between them. You're either DMR or you're NXDN, one of the two digital modes. And I just programmed the button on the top, long press just switches it. And then when you go into settings, the menus change. So instead of, like, color code and stuff like that for DMR, it shows up as transmit RAN, receive RAN, RAN, which is what they use on NXDN. Similarly, you know, it's kind of like PL codes. So that's how that works.